Well, hey, everybody, this is Heidi St. John. Thanks for joining me here at the intersection of faith and culture. You guys know that for the last several days, I have been bringing you interviews from amazing people all around the United States and from Israel who are really making a difference in the world of broadcasting. And today I'm thrilled to have the president of the NRB on my show. Troy Miller is here, and we're going to have a conversation about why it is so important to defend freedom and the right of religious expression here in the United States. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in today. I'm going to jump right into this conversation because I'm so thrilled to have you here. Troy Miller, welcome to the Heidi St. John podcast.
Heidi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. All right, I want to jump in because you have been at the president now, the helm of this organization since 2022. But before that, you were in you're a Navy man.
Yeah, I'm a Navy vet.
Right.
Yeah,
on.
I spent 6 years in the Navy. I was a Navy gunner's mate, worked on missile systems. I spent 7 months in the Persian Gulf in 1987.
Wow.
When the U.S. Navy started escorting tankers in and out. We did the first 30-some of those back then.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm gonna skip asking you what you think about what's going on in the Navy right now.
Well, we talked for a long time about that.
What a bummer. So for people who do not know what NRB is, give my audience an introduction, because this is the first time
sure.
I've been here, and these guys are getting baptized by fire, because I've been doing interview after interview.
Look, NRB is the oldest organization that represent Christian communicators. We've been around 79 years now.
Woo!
Started back in 1944 when, you know, radio was the medium and some pastors wanted to get on. They were visionary. They used radio. And guess what? There was a group that said, nah, we really don't want those pastors on. We only want these pastors on.
There's
and
a shocker.
Yeah. So they got together in Moody Church, formed NRB and said, hey, we have rights to get on. And we've been fighting for those rights now for 79 years.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. One of my very dear friends is Mike Ferris. I sit on HSLDA board with him. And this morning at 8:30, we were recording talking about the right for Americans to be able to speak their mind now, which is really under attack by the radical left. Never thought we'd see this in the United States. But what are some of the difficulties that you see as an organization that are either present right now or a clear and present danger coming up for freedom of speech?
Well, I think there's a couple on a few different. Let's talk about the governmental side for a second here. What we're really concerned about is the continued weaponization of the government. You know, what's happened to the DOJ? You know, after the Dobbs decision and we reversed the Roe v. Wade, there were members of Congress that wrote Google, openly wrote Google a letter saying, you need to change your search engine so when people look for pregnancy
care.
You can't find it. You don't get a crisis. This is Congress using the social media companies as kind of a third party, you know, to circumvent the First Amendment. That's just outrageous.
Yeah, it really is. And we're watching censorship now, absolutely, over at Facebook and over at YouTube and places like that. So people that have been, you know, people that like me, I've got about 400,000 people that follow me over at Facebook, and all throughout COVID, I'll tell you what, if they didn't like it, they took it down.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, we've seen that a number of, if you talk about pro-life, pro-family, gender issues, you're probably going to get taken off of social media at some point. It's really, really hard out there.
Yeah, and for the love, don't mention vaccines, because that's a hard out right now. NRB, I'm assuming, is taking a role in standing up for freedom and in helping the people that are here lots and lots. I mean, it's electric on the floor here. I've had such a wonderful time meeting wonderful people. But I'm assuming you guys are taking a role in the fight to help these religious influencers stay out in front of the conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Religious free speech is the number one thing we really work on. We work on a lot of things on the Hill for Christian broadcasters, Christian communicators, but free speech is one of the top things we do. We're constantly know what's going on in the legislation. We're knowing what's going on in the courts. and the regulatory system. So now we're working really hard to figure out what's going on in the corporate boardrooms, because that's the other place. So recently, we just joined a lawsuit with the Babylon Bee and Tim Pool to sue the state of California, who, guess what they want to do? They want to come in and say, hey, if you're a social media kind of organization, which means if you're an organization that has websites that have communication back and forth by the people on those websites, then we want to know what your policies are, why, when you take somebody down, why you do this, why you do that. They want to become the gatekeepers of free speech.
The brown shirts free speech. Right. I mean, that's really what's going on. And I'm going to be popping popcorn and watching that from the side, because I think, obviously, if it makes it through the Ninth Circuit, which, you know, hello, that's going to be a juggernaut right there. This thing's going all the way to the Supreme Court.
That's
right.
You think so? Yeah, we think it's going to go all the way to the court, but it's a clear violation of First Amendment's rights. You know, and if California gets away with it, we know that the other states are going to follow along. And we know the government never stops. There's never this, oh, it's only large social media companies now. That never happens. It's going to move right on down to everybody who's doing things like you're doing.
Yeah, I agree. And I love, you know, I was telling you before we started today that this is a very engaged audience. We've been doing lots. I ran for Congress last year in Washington State, and we've seen an incredible move of grassroots people who are just fed up. This morning, Mike Ferris and I were talking about the importance of civics and bringing civics back into family discussion, back into our churches. What are some things from your perspective here at NRB that ordinary citizens, American citizens can do to ensure freedom for the rising generation?
First of all, I think the biggest thing you can do is be well informed. Okay. Continue to listen to programs like this and watch programs like this. Be well informed. Understand what's going on. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't be an ostrich, you know, and also don't be afraid. I think that's critical. Don't be afraid to speak up, especially as Christians. We're called to be salt and light in the community. Don't be afraid to speak up. Right. If you see something, write about it. Look what Target's done lately. Reach out and let them know.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that Anheuser-Busch happened was the neatest thing about that was it was a grassroots backlash without anybody having to start any boycott or anything. And I think it really...
Thank you, Kid Rock.
Yeah, I think it sent a shot across the bow of corporate America. And we just need more of that.
Yeah, we really do. I was reading an article today on the show that I found on a major news site that Fox News was saying, hey, you know, fire in the hole. Right?
Yeah.
They're worried now because they're watching ordinary people starting to put their money where their values are. And that's a great way to vote, right? Is with your wallet.
Right. It is. It's a great way to vote with your wallet and your voice. You know, recently we had Ford Motor Company. They announced that they were going to take AM radios out of all their new electric cars. You know, and because of interference, it was like a
And they also have a gay truck.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a $39 part. Well, guess what AM radio is full of? Christian broadcasting. Yeah. AM radio is full of that. It's also full of conservative talk. And it's a huge way that the Latino community speaks.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You know what? People got together, got a voice up. Ford reversed that decision a day ago and said, oh, what breaks on? So I think corporate America is starting to wake up in a good sense of listening to America and their consumers. So don't be afraid to speak up.
Wow, I love this. Troy Miller, such an honor to have you here at the show. It's a great way to end my series today. On an up note, you guys, don't give up. I hope that you will check out what they're doing here at the National Religious Broadcasters Association and continue to pray for people like Troy that are on the front lines of the fight for free speech and religious freedom here in the United States. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you right back here tomorrow at the intersection of faith and culture.